Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Everything's worth a good listen. We're having fun. It's a good time out here. You know, I don't get to solo host as much as I used to very often, so it's kind of nice to be able to do this where I can kind of just, you know, do what I feel like doing. And not have anybody really, well, besides you, yell at me too much. So that's the way we kind of like to live life. So something that BA said a little bit earlier stood out to me. And it didn't have anything to do, Brian Anderson, for those of you who are new to this program. It didn't have anything to do with baseball. But it's part of the reason why I love talking to Brian Anderson. Is because he understands, A, locker rooms. B, he understands professional athletes. And C, he is a football diehard and understands this game really well. He used to actually host a cable show in town for a while where he would, I think it was called Browns Red Zone, where he would break down Browns games and that stuff with people. And so BA knows this stuff. And he came on and he said that Myles Garrett, Joel Bitonio, Denzel Ward, saying what they are saying, is a good thing because, okay, of course, putting pressure on the organization, which we all like. We all want that too. We all want to know the direction that this team is going. But what it does as well is it tells you that the guys who are currently in the locker room are not the answer. It tells you that the guys in that locker room are looking at the talent in there and are saying that we are talented enough to go where we want to go. We are talented enough to make the playoffs and potentially go deeper than just a first or second round. There's just something holding us back. And that it's a reflection of the quarterback position that you are hearing this from these guys going, I would like to get some kind of a game plan of what we are doing here on offense. And I hadn't totally thought of it in that way. And hey, maybe that's just because I'm a thick-headed person. But I never totally saw it through that perspective. And since he said that, I think he's onto something. And I think he's right. And I think the reason you are hearing what you are hearing at the time frame that you're hearing it is because they're looking at DTR in that locker room and going, I don't think so. I don't think so, Kev. I don't think so, Ken. I don't think so, Andrew. I don't think this is the answer you're looking for. I don't think this is it. And if this is the direction that you think that you need to go, then that direction doesn't involve me in it. You could leave me on the side of the road and I'll find somebody who's going to take me the direction I want to go. It's where I am with DTR. It's why I'm in the position where I would have, frankly, I would have left Jameis out there and let him keep throwing picks. And the reason is A, it's watchable football. I mean, wins and losses don't matter at this point too much. But it's more fun. It's more watchable football. And poor DTR just looks over his head. I mean, it just looks like everything around him is operating at 1.5 speed and he's operating at 1. And that's what continues to stand out to me every time I watch DTR play football. It's the same way that I felt last year. even in that Pittsburgh game where they won, or even in the other games that he was a part of. It felt like, when I watched him, that everything around him was moving at 1.5 speed and he was moving at 1. It just seemed that way. And I think when you hear Miles and you hear Joel Bitonio and you hear Denzel Ward come out in the last couple of days and say, yeah, I want to know what the plan is. Because if the plan is to go the direction of DTR or somebody like that that's inside of the locker room, I want off this train. I either want to be traded or I want to retire. And I'm happily seated where I am. It tells me that the organization, or at least the players inside of that locker room, are telling the organization, I just need one position. If you can fix one position, the talent is here for us to do what we want to do. Now, it's a double-edged sword. One side of that sword is, yeah, I sure, absolutely. I can see where you're saying that. I believe what you're saying. Let me see what I can do. The second side of that sword is every single group of players, typically, they're not dumb. I'm not saying players are dumb. Please do not take this in any that direction. But a lot of guys believe in the talent of a lot of guys that are around them because they're friends, because they're cohorts, because of anything like that. And they believe in it a little bit more. And when you start listening to players and coaches when it comes to roster building, you can find yourself in a really bad situation. If you start signing guys, especially, you know, you start listening to coaches. Coaches have one gear, which is win now. I want to win today. My goal is to win on Sunday. You hear Kevin Stefanski say it all the time. You ask Kevin Stefanski any question that's anything more than what is going to happen in that next game, he looks at you like you're nuts. He will look at you and he'll be like, look, man, I one mindset, I want to win now. And it's the job of the front office, and it's the job of people around him to counteract that thought and go, no. My job is to think 2 years down the line. My job is to think 3 years down the line. And so if you ask a coach, what do you want? He'll give you the answer of whatever you need to win right now. If you ask a player, what do you want? His answer, whatever it takes for me to win right now. It takes somebody else to have a little bit more of that foresight. And so while I understand what the players are saying, and I understand the philosophy that's coming out of it, and I understand it, there is a needle we are going to thread here if you want to live in this realm that we're thinking, which is, I'm going to go out, I'm going to get a veteran quarterback, we're going to have Deshaun Watson maybe around, but we're going to need his contract to yank the lever, so we're not going to cut him. We're going to try to thread this needle, we're going to yank the lever, he's going to be inactive every single week, but he'll be in the facility because he's going to need treatment. Maybe he'll demand a trade. Maybe he won't. But I need this because I want to continue to contend and continue to compete. It makes me think that the path to the left that says get the veteran quarterback is the right answer. It makes me think that's the direction that this should go instead of where a lot of you have been screaming for a while, which is yank the lever and blow this thing up. I'm tired of watching it. Trade Miles Garrett, trade Denzel Ward, trade everybody around it. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. And I think that's a mistake. I think tearing this down is a mistake. I just do. I think tearing this thing down is a mistake where it is right now. I'm going the veteran quarterback route. I'm seeing if Derek Carr wants to come here. I'm seeing if Yuki, maybe if there's anything left in the tank of Kirk Cousins, and I'll give you the other thing I'm doing, because somebody's got to take some kind of fall for this whole thing. If you want to move from Ken Dorsey, or if you want to move from Andrew Berry, that's fine. You can talk me into it. I'm moving on from Ken Dorsey. That is for certain happening, that I am going to move on from Ken Dorsey. So we will see what ends up taking place from there. I'm bringing in Clint Kubiak. Because I want somebody who's worked with Stefanski, and I want Kevin Stefanski's offense. Because I hired Kevin Stefanski for Kevin Stefanski's offense. That's what I brought him in for. So we will see from there what this all ends up looking like. I want it. That's where I'm going. That's where I am going. And Craig on the artist formerly known as Twitter you know, kind of politely disagrees. And of course, our social media mentions powered by Scheipen Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to me at the Sports Feller. If you want CLE Talking Heads, that makes sense too. You can send it there. We can get to it. He says, let's really think about this. What did Garrett and Ward win in college? Ward was pretty successful on those state teams. I mean, you know, that A&M team that Garrett was on wasn't like a bunch of bums or anything like that. Hush up, play the game. No days off, no plays off. You know, you're making millions. It's not like you're invading Normandy. It's valid. It's a valid point. But here's the thing. I kind of like this because what they're saying, Craig, what these guys are saying, are what you've been saying, are what the callers have been saying, or what people I talk to about this team has been saying, about what we've been saying, which is, what the hell are we doing? What's the plan? Where is this heading? I feel like I'm spinning in circles. That's the part of this that I actually like of what has taken place. And that's the part of it by them saying what they're saying and then BA linking that with what he's seen in practice of DTR. That's what they're saying. And I hear this and I go, this all makes sense. This is what checks out. It's happening now because they're watching this kid struggle. And they're realizing, okay, the kid that you're saying might be the future isn't the future. So now what's the plan? So now what direction we're going? When the independent contractors are coming to you and telling you that, and the guys whose job it is to look out for themselves are saying, hey, I want to stay here. I want to retire at Cleveland Brown. I want to be a part of this. I want to see all this. They don't have to say that crap. They can come out and go, hey, I'm an independent contractor. There's nothing wrong with that. We heard it from Jadeveon Clowney. We borderline heard it from Za'Darius Smith. We've heard it from many of guys who have all walked through these doors and have gone, hey, I'm an independent contractor. I'm here to win. I'm here to make money. I'm here to provide for my family. That's it. These guys chose not to make that move. I think that's fascinating. I think that's really fascinating. Jim in Strongsville, how are you, man? Happy holidays.
Hey, good, Dan. How are you? Listen, from a functional standpoint, I'm not disagreeing with you.
You're more than welcome to.
In terms of going out and getting a veteran quarterback, Derek Carr stinks. You're not going to win any games with Derek Carr. The defense isn't playing very well. So while I understand this, don't tear it all down mentality, the bottom line is what you have right now is not working. So, yes, you have to look at something like a Myles Garrett, who's a guy who's going to be on the other side of 30 next year, and you got to say, hey, you know what? Just like Denver did when they traded, you got to look at it, and you got to be cold-hearted about this thing and say, hey, listen, where are we at? Because, look, you can bring a bridge quarterback in. They're going to be terrible next year no matter what you do. They just are. Their salary cap situation is terrible. They've made bad investments in bad guys. So, listen, if the answer is to bring in a veteran quarterback, keep Kevin Stefanski here and keep Andrew Berry here and let Andrew Berry draft again, that's not a winning thing. When you look at the teams that are, stay the course, they can stay the course because they have a constant flow of decent young talent that they're bringing in. Well, we haven't had that. So unless you expect some of these guys that Andrew Berry drafted to all of a sudden turn into all-pro players.
All right, so let's look at this real quick, Jim, just to push back a smidge. All right, Michael Hall, I think that there's a question mark, but it seems like the arrow's pointing up, right? We would very much prefer it if we could go 365 days without having the cops called, right? On top of the fact that it seems like he's playing better and he's over the injury. We agree?
Yep.
DeJuan Jones seems fine. Of course, we'd like him to be there for more than the season. We'd like him to not get hurt midway through, but it seems like you got a keeper in DeJuan Jones, okay? That's a win. Well, I would like to know what's...
I'm not going to concede that. You have a guy who has... What's he played? Maybe he's played less than half the games in two seasons.
Okay.
And come into camp out of shape both times. It's not a guy I'm going to count on.
Okay. I'm going through this whole thing with the Andrew Berry draft record because I'm still trying to kick around in my head. I'm like, is he a crummy drafter? Or is he actually starting to hit on a couple of these guys that we could point to and say, maybe he's not as bad as we thought? Like, Isaiah McGuire looks like a keeper, man.
And signing your place kicker Hopkins to a 2-year deal?
Less so.
given Conklin $17 million for next year.
Pretty damn good this year. I mean,
look at the left tackle you drafted your first year as a general manager in the top 10.
It feels like we're looking at the dress right now, Jim, and two of us are seeing two different colors. And you know what? That might be the way to do it. You're right. The Jed Wills deal was horrendous. I can't defend it. The Jed Wills deal is horrible. You can even point to Greg Newsom if you want and go, hey, that wasn't that great either.
It's going to be a giant poop sandwich next year, no matter how you slice it up. I mean, that's what it's going to be. So we could talk about all the different things that we want them to do, what they should do, what they, I mean, they're not going to be good. I don't think you see any world in which they're good or competing for a playoff spot next year. So the bottom line is, and it's not, I'm not saying you've got to tear it down to the studs and, like, just dump everybody, but I think you need to start looking at it strategically and saying, okay, who can we move that can give us value? Who can we move that's going to move us in the right direction? Again, not down to the studs.
No.
But I'm saying if you have something that's of value, I think you need to start looking at anything that's of value. I mean, I look at the quarterbacks, Newsom and
Emerson has even gotten burnt a decent amount, Jim, and I appreciate the call, man. A very happy holidays to you. I feel like we're looking at the dress on some of the Andrew Berry stuff. Again, if you wanted to move on from him, I would listen to the argument. You got injury report, my friend?
Yeah, so we have our early injury report for Sunday, and the Friday injury report is brought to you by Slater & Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. Browns have ruled out tight end David Njoku with a knee injury, Obo Okoronkwo with a knee injury, Cedric Tillman out with a concussion, and Jameis Winston is questionable with a right shoulder injury.
Well, it's not what you want for one of your pass rushers, one of your wide receivers, and, of course, a tight end on top of that one. But you know what? It's the reality of the situation. You know, this team's in the situation it's in. Maybe cautiousness, you know, maybe being cautious might be something to do with it. We'll see where it goes from there. Who knows? Who definitely knows? You know, we're gonna see where this goes. I mean, I hate going into these games and saying stuff like, oh, yeah, this doesn't matter. None of it matters. Oh, well, might as well go play in the corner. You know, like, I don't think that is as constructive as you want it to be, but...
Well, let's hear from the head coach. We go out to Berrio for head coach Kevin.